that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it.
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 Light that shit up and just talk about it. Hey yo, I grew up where the writer been. Yeah, that's where the sire been. Crazy when it's hot in the hood, but ain't no fire.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you are over the age of 21, welcome to the Smoking Words Podcast. It's your boy RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor, aka Tony Spark. You rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast, powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to Classic Films. Shouts to Trapperazzi. Shouts to my boy Cream VP. You know what I mean? We are sponsored by Punchline Punch, and today we are sipping the Amnesia, ladies and gentlemen. Something to bust your mata. When you wake up to Mata. All right, so I'm joined by some very, very interesting upper echelon guests, if you will. All right, my boy Raisin in the building. And my homegirl Lex in the building. Yeah. I'm going to pour y'all up some of this Amnesia. We about to start sipping.
Or appreciate that. Let me see what that's about.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, introduce yourselves. Let the people know what, you know, what you got going on. What's the vibes?
Oh, okay.
Ladies first.
I see. Hey, everyone. My name is Lex. I am a entrepreneur and writer. I'm based in Brooklyn. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. And yeah, I'm here because I do lots of psychedelics. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, amazing brand, by the way, graphic designer from Brooklyn, you know, BK all day.
Right.
Feel me? I'm here because, again, you know, do a lot of psychedelics myself. Feel me? Too much to name right now. I'm not gonna get into that. That's what I'm here for.
But. All right, so they already gave it away. All right. Today is the psychedelic episode. Okay? So, Lex decided that she's not gonna partake. Raisin, you already did a few.
Yeah, I got these shades on.
Yeah. My man's hooked me up with some chocolate bar, the Cyclopean chocolate bar last week. I took about half of it. I'm gonna take a little bit more. I'm not trying to OD. This is about an eighth. Last time I did an eighth, the floor was
I know the feeling.
Let's just say I couldn't walk to the bathroom. I had to swim to the bathroom. But it was fun and I enjoyed it. I was with a good friend, and we just had a very fun third eye opening experience. So, shouts to the homie, and shouts to you, shrooms. That's it. That's all I'm doing. Nice. That's it. No more.
Happy trip.
Mm-hmm. Happy trip. Happy trails. You know what I mean? So, with that said, let's go into the lighter box now. Okay. The lighter box. When you come on the show, you dig in the lighter box anonymously. You put the lighter back after the show is over.
Okay.
Ooh.
That works.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Close your eyes, turn your head. What you going to pick? Jesus Christ.
Don't blow nothing up, man.
Dude. Okay. Am I supposed to hide it?
Nah, you're supposed to show it.
Okay.
What kind of lighter you got?
I don't know what this means.
Let's see. Purple clouds.
It's like, okay.
I like that.
All
right. I fuck with that. Okay, cool.
You just got regular light blue.
Yeah, I got
blue.
The regular neighborhood blue.
Okay.
If y'all notice, I'm not digging in the lighter box today.
Okay.
I have something special to show everyone. Where's my joints? Actually, they're right here. I'd like to introduce y'all to the Punchline Punch Lighter and the Smoking Words Lighter.
Okay.
We lit out here. Punchline Punch, Smoking Words.
Okay.
We got apparel. This is what I'm lighting my spliff with.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going back and forth, rotating. Y'all check them out if you want.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Let's see.
Big facts, big facts.
Yeah,
try some of the amnesia while you at it. We got Punchline Punch on the lighter. Put Punchline Punch in your belly.
Did you write the warning?
Hmm?
You write the warning label? Said stay
big
away
that.
From the face.
Big did that.
Okay, I was like.
You know what I mean?
Personalized on RBK. Word.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
And with that.
Let's see.
How does amnesia taste to you?
Kool-Aid. Yeah. Green Kool-Aid.
That's what very smooth, say. Like, yeah, about to say. Green Kool-Aid kind of remind me of Incredible Hulk when we was back in school.
Right.
Got the flavor, though, but I definitely get the taste of the rum at the end. Definitely know I'm drinking a little something, but definitely Kool-Aid.
The very last time I ever drank Incredible Hulk was when me and my mans went to this Halloween party on... What was that shit on? Merrick Boulevard. This nigga, I watched this nigga sit on one of the stools next to the fire hydrant and bust his ass. Crazy. We was on other shit that night too, but like Incredible Hulk was the drink of the night and that motherfucker lost his mind.
Yeah, I would tell you some Incredible Hulk stories, but I don't remember them.
That's what it be like.
Yo,
but on that note, we gonna spark these up.
Facts, you know.
Okay.
What you smoking?
I am smoking on a combination of the blueberry cookies and sourdough provided by you.
Your supplier?
My supplier, yeah.
Whoever he may be.
That indeed is true, yeah. Let's see. That's pretty good. Apparently my friend said this is loud. Yeah, he was coughing. I was at the bar earlier. I'm vaccinated, so just so folks feel, you know. I don't care if you're not or you are. I don't care. I just
big fact.
Yeah. I just don't have to have the conversation anymore, so that's all that matters. But yeah, so he said it was pretty fire. And this man, he smokes a lot, so
Shout out to your supplier. Anyway.
Right now.
Razor, what you smoking?
I'm smoking that slurricane. I'm finishing
slurricane.
Off. Yeah, slurricane.
Oh man, I remember when I had slurricane. That shit was so fire.
Yo, facts. High THC content, pretty good for me. I'm tripping right now, so and it's high indica, so I'm able to just sit, mellow down, and just go through the rooms.
You know the thing I love about tripping? You can smoke like there's no tomorrow.
Facts.
I'd be worried.
Why be worried?
Because in my mind, so like when I'm tripping, I have moments where like. I have to bring myself back because, like, I don't feel certain things. Like, you know, like, when you usually, like, smoke, like, heavy Fonto, you cough. Like, you know, your body reacts to these things. But when you're tripping, it's just kind of like... You don't feel nothing. And it's just like, oh, okay, am I okay? You know, am I okay? Like, I'm okay right now, but am I really okay? You know, so it's just like... Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But, yeah, you do end up smoking, like, mad blunts.
Yeah. We're going to save those stories for when we get there. What y'all been coming across, you know, besides what you got right here, right now with me?
Shit. Well, I came across this God's Breath. I'm about to smoke this a little bit.
God's Breath.
Yeah.
Slurricane and God's Breath.
That's nice.
That's crazy. Anything else that really, like, stood out to you recently?
One thing that stood out to me recently, man, I'm not even going to front to you. It was like... It was some Zaza Girl Scout cookies, like some GSC I never like came across before.
Never,
like that Girl Scout hit like I wasn't expecting it to. Like you feel me?
Burgundy and cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm. So I just picked up.
That joint hit. I was like, oh, didn't expect that. I had the little eighth bag. Said nah. Went back. Got two more. Like you shitting me?
Facts. It was like, how dare you have this fire?
Burr, right? Burr.
I got, my friend gifted me with an eighth. It's a Eastern cut.
Shouts to getting gift
yeah.
Today.
Yeah, my birthday was Tuesday, so, you know, I'm having a little belated. But it's interesting because this guy apparently died, you know. So
who's
now
that
I have
on the pack?
It's this old man. I don't know who it's by. I feel like I'm doing him a disservice, but they dedicated this weed to him because he, like, the way he grows his strain, it's like ice cream cake. So special, like, that he's, like, it's, like, official. But, yeah, my friend gave it to me. He died, so now I know I have to, like, pray every time I smoke this. So, like, I just have to, like, do a one-up to this man before I smoke. So,
Shouts to him. Shouts to your birthday dude this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we got the birthday girl on the couch.
I'm weak.
You gonna get fucked up today.
Oh, I've already been fucked up, so it's all good.
All right, so we're gonna lead into our new segment, which is the Reggie News. Hopefully, y'all ain't been smoking no Reggie. I know some people start off with the Reggie, but hopefully y'all ain't been smoking no Reggie recently.
No. So, fun little story. I, like, live in a house with, like, old people. So, like, everyone there is, like, above 60. And, like, there's this one guy who, like, me and him smoke down every time. He'd be calling me, talking about, hey, what you doing? I'm like, I'm about to roll up. He's like, all right. Then I'm like, unlock the door. This man, he, like, he's 60. So he be telling me, like, all the weeds back there, you know? Like, so every time we smoke, this man stay with the, like, whoo. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get back to my room. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to get back to my room. He's like, what's this stuff? He's like, oh, Lord. He's like, yeah, I can't do none of this. But, yeah, so he's someone who, like, he likes Reggie. But I'm like, that's not happening. So every time he's there, he's stuck on my couch for like 3-4 hours and then tells me stories about back in the day. So it's pretty lit.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Some benefit. Yeah.
I know how that go. My boy, his pops the paramedic, right? First responder to 9/11 and all that. And he smokes heavy, but he's really been on his green, like, really. And usually when I pull up on him, or he pull up on me, like, yo, what you smoking on? So I'm passing some gas, and he has no idea, like, what to do with this. He starts to fall asleep, and he wake up and start cussing me out, like, why you give me this shit? I can't handle this shit. You know I'm used to smoking my whatever. But then he came around, and every time he come around, he wants some of that cheetah piss. That what's that? Every time he come around, he asks me for that now. Like, you know what I mean? He came around to it. But definitely know a lot of older people usually stuck in their ways with the green. They definitely want to tell you their stories when you smoke with them till they fall asleep on themselves. You know what I mean?
Big facts. But yeah, let's get into it. Reggie News. Reggie News is like, it got like a little prequel, and then we got the appetizer and we got the main course. Okay, for the Reggie News today. For the Reggie that we are intaking. Bennifer. Jafflick. J-Lo and Ben Affleck may have crossed the friend zone because we found out they were hanging out together this past weekend at a big ski resort in Montana, super close to Yellowstone National Park. They were staying at the same resort. They were driving around together. Ben was driving. J-Lo was riding shotgun. They also flew out of Montana together Sunday. Just like that. Vroom. All right?
Gone.
And they arrived in L.A. at the same time. So everybody is speculating, is the magic couple back together? They say no, they're just friends. But recently, if you don't know what's been going on in the media, they've both been recently divorced. So, and they ain't bring their kids? Sneaky link.
Sus.
Sneaky link. Sus. Did you support the whole J-Lo Ben Affleck relationship back in the day? They've been broken up since 2004. You think you can rekindle a fucking a 17-year delayed relationship?
So I haven't had a relationship for 17 years.
So I mean, like, it was 17 years since they...
Yeah, I don't think I've had enough time to be able to say, like, whether I would go back to somebody, but I'm somebody who strongly believes, like, what we had is what we had, and that's it. Like, fuck that shit. Like, there is no going back. Like, I don't waste my time, so I wouldn't want you to waste yours. I feel like the time we had is the time we had, and that's it.
So what would you say is if they are getting back together, what would you say is going on?
I mean, they'll probably learn each other, you know, like the things that, oh, okay, 17 years, let me see if you've changed. But the reality is, I'm pretty sure they're going to find out.
Still work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to find out that it's not it. It's not it. And they're not, it's like, I think it's a waste of time. I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, they're both newly single, you know, so instead of exploring new waters, they want to go to old dirty water. And if that's what you want to do, that's like dirty water with baggage, like suitcase, like all types of, if you want to go back there to see if you can find that gem that you couldn't find the first time, I mean, that's your life. Go ahead and waste it. I don't, you know.
I hear you on that. What if you ain't get to the dirty waters yet? What if you're still in the hut on the beach? You know what I'm saying? For that.
Why did they break up?
You done been through the dirty waters already, and then you see them, 17 years later, you look like a beach.
How long was their relationship, though, at that point in time? You know?
2004. How long was they together?
Yeah,
how long was they together? Was they together long enough to be like, I kind of know you now? Or did they, like, get to a point where they kind of grow into
Giggly?
Oh, yeah, that shit. I was grip ago. How we remember that shit?
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah, but real talk, I don't know.
She ain't returned her ring back to A-Rod yet.
She got more rings than Jordan.
Yeah.
Stop it. Get some help.
Oh, God.
Speaking of rings, let's get to our main course, right? Portia Williams! Portia, you motherfucker. Nah. Hey. All right, so boom. So, you know, y'all know Portia Williams from Real Housewives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Portia's ex-fiance, Dennis McKinley, congratulated her on basically a next chapter under some Mother Day post she shared. Now, she got a Mother's Day post with her ex-husband, and this new dude, Simon. You know who Simon is? Simon, because his last name, Jesus, I'm not going to pronounce it. We're gonna put it up in the captions, right? Simon and Portia are now engaged. Okay? Simon is also the ex-husband of Phelan, also last name I'm not going to pronounce, who was brought on to Real Housewives and like under Portia, basically. So there's an episode where Phelan and Simon are together. Portia, amongst some other friends, are invited into the house. This nigga is cooking in the back, grilling up a storm. Hey, everybody. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Fast forward. Of course, that was while Real Housewives was on the air for, like, you know what I mean, a few years back during that season.
That was this season.
That was this past season?
Yes.
What?
Oh, shit. Okay. So, that was this past season.
Yeah.
Boom. Fast forward to this year. Phelan and Simon break up in April. Well, we don't know that they broke up in April, but they went public with the divorce in April. We're in May. We're in May. And now we got Portia engaged to Phelan's ex-husband.
Who needs enemies
when you got friends like that? Now, I have plenty of women as friends, and I've been asking around about this situation. Some are honestly team Portia, in which cases they don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? You can't really hold somebody's past relationship against you. My entree friends, oh, Portia saying that they not really friends. It's just all, you know what I mean, social media propaganda and the fucking TV universe that VH1 now, you know what I mean, presents to you. Other than that, these people aren't having real relationships behind the scenes. So it's like, that's the underlining factor. However, I still think this shit is messy as fuck. Ma'am?
Okay, I was just trying to see if he had anything to put in.
Now, we're going to go to you first.
Okay. This is heavy. This is heavy because this is like, you know, this is girl code, you know? This is girl code on so many levels. And it's definitely hard because, okay, easily I could just be like, you know, Portia's wrong. I could say that, you know, I can go into it, you know? And the reality is that when it comes to girl code, like, girl code is, the idea is that it applies to all women, whether you know them or you don't know them. But the reality is girl code only applies to the girls you know and fuck with, you know? And the reality is that it doesn't really further extend past that. So, and I think it's definitely a moment because, you know, as women, we all tend to say like, you know, oh, like I would hope that another woman, a friend of mine, acquaintance, whatever, in the process of knowing me wouldn't, you know, wouldn't, I guess, cross that line. But the reality is, I was reading a story about Tammy. Tammy, she like kind of gave her a little input on this situation too. Tammy's a housewife, basketball wife. So she talked about how like oftentimes when people are put on the show, they need to have a segue, you know, of how they're being introduced into the show. And typically in that fashion, it's kind of like, you know, someone has to decide who's going to be X and YZ's friend so that they can be introduced onto the cast. In this case, let's happenstance that Portia was that friend, mm-hmm. you know, and brought her onto that, you know, like she probably doesn't know the girl, but because of, you know, ratings and viewers, you know, we have to portray that they're like friends. And I think where it gets tricky, and I think this is, again, I agree with Tammy, what she said is where the line was crossed is once she was introduced to Phelan and they started to have a relationship, whether it be, you know, on cast, like, on, you know, video or off video. The fact is you started to have a relationship with these folks and you understood what those boundaries were. You know, this man, you know, whatever issues they're having, like this is, you know, this man has a wife, you know, and it's, I don't care what anybody says. I don't think it takes you a fucking month to, you know, for you to say like, oh, I'm going to get married. Even if you do want to get married, I think even in this situation with him newly filing divorce, you can't tell me that he doesn't still have attachment to this, you know, to Phelan or the ex-wife. You can't tell me that this man, you know, is ready to jump into another relationship, let alone a fucking lifelong commitment. So the reality is that, you know, they jumped the gun. And I think, it, you know, it's embarrassing, you know, most of all that, you know, you have to, like, this is your relationship that you, the way you put your relationship out is like, you basically look like a rebound, you know, a rebound chick who basically was look, you know, seeing what your friend had and was like, yo, bro, I want that. You know, I don't really, you know, they got problems. All right. I'm not going to fix it. I'm not going to tell her some advice to, you know, help her fix her marriage. I'm just going to watch it dissolve. And when the time is right, which was apparently just, I don't even know what happened for them to file, for him to file the divorce, April, whatever. And then for you to come out that you're married the next month, that implies for me, there's no way that you guys were only dating for a month for that to have happened. Like that implies that you were indeed probably having a relationship with
somebody
him.
Somebody said Portia got fire mouth. That's why it only took a month.
Hey, it's... I don't know about that. I don't even know if it's worth all that. Like, sex is like cool,
to you in a month, your shit gotta be superwoman.
I don't know. Yeah, but that's my two cents. I do think that, you know, yeah.
I just think it's all messy because it just presents the idea of, yo, maybe there was some shit going on while me and, you know, my significant other was trying to work something out, even though it was probably on a downfall. Like, maybe this shit was in cahoots when y'all first fucking met. And I was fucking happy with my significant other. Like, that is, it just creates, like, a breach of boundaries.
The fact that they're sharing the same dick, that's what it is for me. That's it. Yeah, that's what it is. Like, it's the idea is that, I don't know, even when I look at my, like, you know, my sister relationships, because that's how I see my woman friends or my sisters, you know, like, when I look into those, like, if they tell me they like somebody, I'm like, they're already off limits. You know, I mean, it's not even a question, you know, of like, oh, maybe I like him too, blah, blah. She put, you know, she already put her, you know, her fucking, she made her claim. She staked her claim, you know. Now, if it's a situation where whether he's like receptive of it, that's really all up to him. But just to say, even in that sense, you know, there's just a...
Oh, the heart knows what it wants.
No, it's just, you know, it's just, I think it's a matter of like, do you care more about your friend or about, because I think in any situation, any like woman friend could make selfish decisions. Like, you know, they could just say like, fuck it, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. But the reality is, it's like, if you care about that friend, you're not going to do something that's going to hurt them. And the reality is she made a choice. And obviously, Phelan wasn't that much of a friend.
Apparently, yeah. The reality is that they were never friends.
Exactly. So and I think that's what's been clear. It's just awkward, I guess.
It's still fucking messy as fuck to me. Like,
she has to live with that. That's it.
Because to everybody else, y'all are friends. So it's just like, oh, we buddy-buddy in public. And we showing face that we friends to everybody else. But then later on down the line, you know what I mean? I took your bitch and I just tell everybody, we wasn't friends. We was just doing that for the cameras.
For the ratings.
Yeah. And then
you still type messy to me. Fuck out of here.
That's when it's like, then it becomes more of a job, you know, rather than it being like real life. It exactly, you know? And then that's what it makes it. I think that's what it's the reality is. It's the fact that often all these people are here doing a job, you know, and it's not all this fake friendly shit that we see is exactly what the producers behind the scenes want us to see. So, like, I mean, the way it presents itself, yeah, she's, you know, she's the bad guy, you know, and that's, she's going to have to live with that because that's the storyline that she went along with. So the way I see it, she made her choice. So kudos to her.
Razor.
Yo, this shit is wild as fuck. I'm not even going to... Nah, but real talk, I'm just getting enlightened with this. Like, I'm hearing both sides. Yeah. Just got educated on this. I'm like, all right, cool, but not for real. I'm hearing what she's saying with the girl code. Me, y'all got y'all thing. Y'all do that. You feel me? But there's a lot of people out here who's really on some, yo, get it how you get it. That's how they operate. You feel me? They got their own MO. They gonna do it regardless, you feel me? So it's whether you let that, ain't cut the grass, you ain't see that snake, you know what I mean? It's all up in your house already. Whatever happened, if you wanna call it that, or if you wanna call it somebody literally just trying to follow their heart, or whatever they wanna call it.
That should be bullshit to me sometimes. Because Disney it's just shit. Like, yo, you talk about, yo, I am following my heart. The heart knows what it wants. But, like, in the beginning of that whole situation, you know in your fucking brain that this is possibly some sneaky shit. So nice. You're allowing yourself to open your heart to a messy-ass fucking situation, and then you're going to say the heart knows what it wants. Some of y'all need to stop doing that shit.
But what if the heart wants? What if the heart want more rings? Like, if you try to be on
that? The heart want more rings. Your heart don't want more rings. Your fucking, your mental want more rings.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I mean? Your bag want more rings.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people just assume that the heart knows what it wants. It's just based off of emotion.
People just okay with being shit.
Yeah,
bags.
Love is more than just I love you, you know? And at the end of the day, I mean, I question his love because the reality is, how could you allow your new woman to be, you know, presented to the world this way? You know, like, how could you, if you had true respect for her, like, how could you, you know, not give yourself one the space to realize that I don't know how long they've been married, you know, but the reality is you are just coming out of a relationship. You are not in a place to be, you know, ready to commit to another because you have yet to analyze who you are. Like what, like all these years you've been with this person, like you can't tell me that within weeks, within days that you were able to heal yourself and then go be in a space to say like, okay, let's go. And I'm ready to commit to you on a lifelong level. Like, bro.
Publicly.
Yeah, like, so for me, it's just sad because at the end of the day, this all could have been... at the end of the day, there's many examples of situations like this that we don't see in the limelight. And, like, oftentimes those people are like, we'll see how long that lasts, you know? And it's unfortunate, but, you know, they're going to be used as an example. I mean, I pray these things work out for her. You made these choices, you know, but then there's karma. So I don't have to do anything. I just got to watch it all unfold. So there's that. Yeah.
But and that's basically what it'd be. So,
yeah.
Shouts to Phelan.
I mean,
shouts to you. Course, she broke her silence and said she's focusing on being happy. Recently, but yeah,
class,
shouts to her.
Class.
You know what I mean? Much love and support goes out to you, shorty. Loud news. Yo, y'all ever smoked Skittles before?
Yo.
Skittles. You smoking before?
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, they're getting sued.
Why?
By the manufacturer of Skittles, Wrigley. Obviously. On Monday, one of the biggest candy companies, Wrigley, sued a small but influential Yukiya, California company, Turfox, promoter of the Skittles strain and brand. They sued them for trademark infringement, false designation of origin, unfair competition, trademark dilution, cyber squatting, and other related claims.
Okay. Crazy.
Jesus Christ. They allege that they illegally marked the brand Skittles to world acclaim in a petition in Illinois court to force Turfox to cease using the Skittles brand, destroy all Skittles merchandise, surrender their website, Skittles.com, and pay attorney fees. Wrigley, coming.
Ruthless.
Yo! Jesus! We got legal and they said, nah.
You a business now.
Nah. Give me my cut. Yikes!
The license my name.
Yikes!
So facts.
And y'all not even using Skittles. Y'all put a Z on it. Y'all put a Z on it.
It sounds funny.
Y'all are using the likeliness of the regular Skittles bag. So, like, all of that shit. Like, all of y'all who making knockoffs of, like, mainstream shit, and y'all are trying to go public and be public and remain public, they coming after y'all. They coming for their cut. They want they want their piece of the pie because it's not going down for y'all. Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, no, they did that.
They made a statement. You know what their statement said? They said, we've never made candy.
I can't.
They said, we never made candy. Fuck you talking about?
Nah.
They said, we've never made candy. We have no connection or companies in or with Illinois or Canada. The trademark expert said that doesn't mean you can use an existing brand name, particularly one that is associated with a children's candy product, to identify your marijuana strain. Hey, man. Because Skittles is fire. But it's like, damn. Hey, they coming. The sharks, they smell the blood. And the blood is green. And it smell like Mary Jane. And you got it.
Runts is next.
Facts.
Nutter Butters is next. All y'all motherfuckers who got these knockoff brands where y'all are making edibles on weed strains and shit like that, y'all better stop naming y'all shit just regular household items and shit like cereal milk. Nobody can claim that shit. Right? You know what I mean? Like, get up on it. You know what I mean? Popcorn.
You think ABC about to come after Jaleel White?
You said what?
You think ABC about to come after Jaleel White for that?
That's
purple
him.
Urkel?
That's his shit. I mean, to be honest,
him, though.
The Urkel brand can be very well under whoever, it could be under ABC, it could be under whoever owns the Family Matters brand. It could be under fucking Viacom. It could be under so many different motherfuckers for them to go and be like, hey, Jaleel.
Did I do that?
You didn't do that. I did that.
Okay.
Girl Scout cookies.
Did you clear that?
Shit, nigga. Sorry. Fuck. Hey. I just hope that all y'all got y'all paperwork.
Is there a brand just cooking up Girl Scout cookies? Like,
there is. Yes. There is. Butterscotch, peanut butter, fucking mint chocolate, the fucking the Oreo.
But I'm talking about a company that had a company like cookies or like Skittles.
The brand is Girl Scout cookies. The brand, the actual brand is Girl Scout cookies.
Trademarked.
All right, so hey man, pay attention, get your paperwork because they coming.
Dosey dos, thin mints, all
they coming.
I think the reality is that at the end of the day, like these companies were nothing at one point. You know, like I don't know when Skittles was invented, but back in the day, I'm pretty sure nobody knew what Skittles was.
Since I was born, I could taste the rainbow.
The fuck? So it's just that's a lot of years. That's a lot of years and time for one to put into a brand name for it to be like Skittles. Like, you already know. Like, yeah, like you said, taste the rainbow.
Coming my shit and name exactly. No shit, my shit.
Like what would Drake say? You know, you were with me when I was shooting in the gym. That's not what he said, but that's okay. Yeah, but yeah. So I think that's like more of the reality is that, you know, a lot of these companies are kind of going on like a lot of the, they're hopping like, how do you say that? They're backpacking. Yeah. They're bandwagoning off of like a lot of people's, brands. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of them are going to get, sued and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's
shit. Stop making punchline punch.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I'm coming for my paper. Okay. Better have your papers ready. I better get my cut.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Smoking that Sammy Wind.
I didn't even tell y'all what I was smoking before. I just finished smoking some Scottie Pippen, and now I'm smoking some Pink Zerbert. Oh,
Scottie coming for that.
Zerbert.
Scottie Pippen, Gary Payton. I hope y'all getting paid off these shits. To be honest,
I think Gary Payton is
Obama runs.
That's not right.
Double whammy lawsuit right there.
Okay.
Somebody sold me some Obama runs and that shit was garbage.
Michelle, a lawyer.
Garbage. It was before I was like, you know what I mean, savvy with the weed and shit, but that shit was garbage.
Nigga saw you some George Bush.
You know what I mean? I'll ask for the Obama runs. You gave me some George Bush, nigga. Fuck out of here. But yeah. So this is the best part of the episode. Cause it's the Weedy Kid part of the episode. And in the beginning of the episode, y'all already gave a little bit of insight of what we was talking about. You took shrooms before we started.
Facts.
You actually took shrooms before you got here.
Facts.
Before setup, right?
Before setup.
Raisin been tripping. I took some of these shrooms off air before we started, and then I took some at the beginning of the episode. I'm gonna be honest with you. My body been feeling tingly and buzzy this entire time.
Fair.
Right? And I love it because that's what you got to do when you do these fucking psychedelics. You got to present a calm, good, clean, positive atmosphere. So, Weeda Kit number, fuck, what is this, 19? Jesus Christ. Weeda Kit number 19. Be prepared to meet the psychedelics. Now, people were going back and forth with me about making this a Weeda Kit because it's just like, well, I ain't got to do psychedelics if I want to. No, but if you're an avid weed smoker, if you're an avid weed connoisseur, if you done been smoking trees since been smoking trees since been smoking trees, you are coming across somebody or some people who either have it, have done it, have experienced it, or know somebody else who may be into the psychedelics. And when I say psychedelics, I'm talking about shrooms. I'm talking about shroom chocolate, shroom tea, fucking LSD, the tabs, the liquid tabs, the paper tabs. I'm talking about ayahuasca, DMT, peyote, shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, put it in your pot and mix it up. But these are different things that a lot that I've come across. A lot of people who also indulge in weed heavily, indulging in and partaking in. So like, what has you guys experienced been coming across like the psychedelics, and like when you have come across them, did you partake? Did you indulge? I mean, clearly. But Lex, let me start off with you.
So my first psychedelic trip was back in college. I did it with, I guess, 5 other people. So it was like a group trip. It was something that we planned. It wasn't something like I just like came across, you know, whatever. Prior to that, I didn't really know about LSD besides ASAP Rocky's LSD video. I started smoking. I was probably like 2 years in. So when my friend told me about the drug, I like, oh, we're about to pop tabs. I was like, what is that? And she's like, yeah, it's a psychedelic drug. And I was like, all right, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm with it. Yeah, like, tell me when. And we met on the yard.
Just a little PCP. Don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but I'm going to try it. Yellow.
Back in college was a pretty interesting time. But, so we all popped the tab. I remember we did it around 2:30 p.m. It was still, like, people were still in class. It was Friday. I remember that. Everyone started, like, pretty much campus was pretty empty. I took around 2:30. It hit an hour later. And, like, the way me and my friends knew, like, what was going on was, like, the ground started to breathe. Yeah. Like, the ground started to breathe like it was alive. Yep. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, shit, bro. I have no idea what the fuck I just put myself through. So that was a very interesting, you know, I mean, and it was funny because, like, most people, they talk about having guides. I had a guide, and it was like this white guy who was definitely in the acid world. That bro hasn't been in reality for quite some time. But he was like, yo, like, everything's going to be okay. Just follow me, and I got you. And, like, he played music. I mean, we did so much. We went to, like, bars. We ended up on the rooftop of a building. I tripped. Like, I did at 2:30. My trip didn't really end until, like, 3, 4 in the morning. So, like, it was a pretty, like, I wrote that entire time. Like, I wrote, like, wrote on my trip. That shit was lit. Like, go back there, like, sometimes read it and be like, wow, like, that shit was crazy. But definitely one of the biggest things was, like, the subconscious. Like, I felt like a lot of our minds were linked. Like, because it was so many people. It was, like, 6 of us. Like, literally, when someone started to trip out, it was, like, it would cause a reaction to everyone else. It'd be like, all right, who is it? Like, all right, let's find them motherfuckers. Get them back. Like, and we would do this thing whenever we would trip. And, like, we would be like, oh, shit. We would all, like, snap our fingers and say, and we're back. So it'd be like this, like, moment of just like, ah, nigga, this shit about to go. Where are we at? Like, I was like, I'm not touching the floor anymore. Like, what was going on? And then it'd be like, okay, we're back. So I feel like LSD was definitely like a dope social drug. I had a dope time. I did it with twins were there too. It was crazy. I felt like we never meet each other. Like, and it was just like all of us came together for that one time. And I feel like if I ever saw them again, it would be like, yo, bro, like divine timing, my guy. Like, this shit is crazy. So definitely a lot of spiritual shit for me. That's the way I see psychedelics. I mean, definitely in the beginning, it was something that I didn't know about and I did it. But once I kind of understood, it definitely is more of a spiritual thing for me now, which is why I didn't take any with y'all, because I ain't got no reason to. So it's just kind of like, I find that my psychedelic use now is more purposeful, more spiritual driven. So, yeah, and that definitely is more so with shrooms, but I'll let you talk about that too.
So
you actually brought some shrooms that we could take a gander at
here. True, these right here, Got some golden teachers.
Some golden teachers.
Yeah, I don't know if you could zoom in on that. These golden teachers right here.
Guaranteed to guide you on your journey.
Facts,
Steve. That's
see this
what
one?
A good teacher does. That's right. What a golden teacher does.
Nice gold on the cap. This one's a bit more
shouts
open.
Shouts to the educator.
Feel me? Open bloom. Already got the spores ready to pollinate, but...
All right, so you seem like you really into the...
Mycology.
The yeah, mm-hmm. basically. The foundation of, like, what this needs to be, how it needs to hit, how it needs to look. Just explain how you got into that, like... You know what I mean? Because this is not no easy shit. I can't look at this and be like, yeah, this is a good one. You know what I mean? Like, this shit look crazy to me.
Yeah, feel you.
So, like, how did you even, like, become, like, were you always intrigued by that? Like, something, like to get into as far as, like, just the psychedelics or just shrooms in general?
The shrooms kind of came up in, like, just curiosity. Because I kind of just seen these things as a kid and being like, how do these things just pop up out of nowhere? You know what I mean? Like, they're not a plant. They're not plants. What you mean, not plants? You know what I mean? They say to a whole other kingdom, animal. They're not an animal. They're not a plant. Whole other, like, they call a phylum. You know what I mean? Different genre of living things. They act like aliens. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw or just heard that, I was like, I'm intrigued. You eat these shits, certain ones of them, they can kill you. But if you eat certain ones, they can, like...
I don't like how meta this is getting, Rick.
Trip or see God or what people see or like the beyond the curtain
mm-hmm.
or just be a mood enhancer, you know, if you take it in, you know, smaller doses, microdosing and stuff. So I kind of got into that, want to see what it really did, how does it affect the human body, the fuck I'm doing to myself, you feel me?
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to just fuck myself up, eat some wrong shit because they're mushrooms and a lot of them are grown in dung. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta know I'm looking. You didn't clean these properly. Like, you feel me? I'm not trying to eat shit.
Right.
You feel me? So, I got into that and I started learning how to grow other mushrooms, you know, spores and yeah, that whole shebang. You feel me? That whole shit. Fucking just research and tripping and just looking at them while you're tripping and just like, it feels different. That's why I keep staring at these things. You can't tell. That's why I'm wearing the shades. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we had plants in here, I'd be staring at them too.
Yeah.
You know? But,
everything comes alive.
Right.
Oh, is already alive.
It's
already,
yeah.
Yeah,
you feel me?
But,
yeah. Just more so you get more aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I digress. yeah, but these right here, these are called B pluses. I kind of like to chop these up and put these in like tea. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're cool. You know what I mean? A bit on the chiller side. The golden teachers are the ones that are kind of like a bit more heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? But the B plus is like a good introduction to like shrooms, I would say, the way I feel about them. These right here are called penis envy.
Penis envy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They kind of got, like, blue on them. Feel me? Like, a lot of people think that it has, like, fungus or it's, like, spoiled or some shit. You feel me? But what that really means is that it has a lot of psilocybin. I know you're laughing at the name and shit still.
I got it.
I try to keep
your penis
face.
Look like that, nobody's going to envy that shit.
Yo, fat,
at all, like,
you sick.
That's the last filler you get.
Facts. Well, a lot of people think that when you see them with blue on it or these, you know, different like bruise, they actually bruises when people like pluck them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they stay for a while, you have them in like an environment where they rustle against each other. It turns like that after a while because they keep bruising. It's still alive. It means it's psilocybin. So a lot of times, growers intentionally bruise them to appeal to certain people so they feel like, oh, okay, this has more psilocybin, it's more potent. I'm about to get more trippy off of this. I'm about to have a good trip, you know, or a warning sign as to how potent it may be. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's fire. That's fire. Shouts to knowledge.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
I wish I did that research. That would have been
facts. Because the first time I did shrooms is me and two honey buns and marshmallows because shrooms is disgusting.
Oh my God.
My boy Trapperazzi, he gave me like one, and I'm just like, nigga, what the fuck? Number one, shit. I don't know if this is gonna do anything to me. Number two, this shit tastes gross. Yo, right? So when I was ready to like, all right, let's up the ante, let's really trip, I put it in between two honey buns with marshmallows in the middle. Put it in the microwave,
kill the
and then that shit melted, and I was just like,
"No, man, yeah, I just eat it straight. There's no, yeah, gross. All that extra stuff, you're just making it worse for you." Like, all
right, so yeah. Boom, so boom,
yeah.
Now, with that, okay, because
yeah.
I just learned recently that you're technically not supposed to eat right before or during your shroom trip because these shits are fucking. This is fungus.
It's
you know what I mean?
Poison.
You're inducing food poisoning when you do that. So I had to go through like three trips before I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like you constipated to the fucking max. Like it's not fun. It's that part is not fun. Like you may be having like, oh shit, I'm tripping, but like.
Yeah.
And it won't go. It won't come out. It won't go nowhere. It's just there.
Thanks.
Because you done fucking ate ribs from Fridays before you decided to trip. A whole plate. Like, shit was crazy. But, like, when I did the honey buns, like, that's like a snack. So my stomach was hurting for, like, maybe a half an hour to an hour.
That's crazy.
And then after that, it was just lovely.
Yeah.
Everything was fun. Thanks. I'm watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and then it was one part in particular between the rich mother's daughter and Kimmy, and I just broke out fucking dying. And from that point on, and this is when I knew I was fucked up, from that point on, I could not control my laughter that then transitioned into crying. Okay. And I couldn't stop fucking crying to save my life. But it was just fucking crying laughter the whole time. I wasn't sad at all. I was having a good fucking trip. It was just that the shit was just pouring. Like, I'm like, how the fuck, where did all of this fluid come from? I don't know. It was really wild, but I it was a cleanse. Like coming out of the trip on the end of it, I felt like it was a cleanse for me, and it was just me, you know. I had just moved out of my mother's crib again. I was finally acquiring all of the things that I needed to acquire. My new ideas were coming to fruition. Punchline Punch was doing great. I'm spitting better type shit. Like, it was just like a whole bunch of different shit was clicking, and because I'm usually the go-getter, one of my mans always tell me all the time, I never really take much time to like relax and just enjoy shit. And this was like one of the first times that I really took everything in that I was doing and all of the things that were coming into fruition because of it. And it was just like a release, like I'm happy. After that, watching some more TV, I'm starting to trip and see, you know what I mean, the shapes and hieroglyphics and shit like that. That was fun. But then I had to go to the bathroom. My trip to the bathroom on my first eighth of shrooms. Could I walk?
No.
And the floor was as wavy as can fucking be. So, being that my floor was wavy, I decided to swim. I swam to the bathroom, and on my bathroom wall, there are paint chips. So, like, I'm tripping. First of all, I'm looking at the toilet bowl. That shit is right here. I'm tripping, and I'm looking at the paint chips, and they're peeling as I'm looking at them. And I'm just like, I'm weak because I'm like, yo, to anybody else who would normally be scared, they would be freaking the fuck out. And I was just weak just off of that fucking concept alone. They say don't look in the mirror when you trip. I died for 15 minutes looking in the mirror at myself. And granted, your skin is a little bit more translucent when you tripping, because you can see like the veins and shit. When you like, when you really tripping, you can see the age in your skin. You can see every type of nook and cranny that you didn't clean. You like, oh shit, I want to wash my face. But I couldn't get past the fact that I'm just in the mirror just dying. Just going off. So I swam back to the couch and continued my trip. And the thing that I like about tripping on shrooms, well, the thing that's crazy, I can't tell you if I really like it or not, that I call it the trap.
Okay.
All right. What's and I have trap? And I have a very safe place in the trap. The trap is the trip, basically. Gotcha. When you tripping balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I got this big red blanket that I just be like, yeah, I'ma just enjoy this trip like this.
That's safe.
And yeah, man, this shit going crazy in here, yeah. But I'm safe. I'm cool. And then like the wave passes and I'm just like, all right, what's going on, guys?
Facts.
We gonna smoke again? And then I'm just like, all right,
yeah, that shit comes in waves, bro.
And then I feel like the waves are stronger each time, because it's like, all right, I came out of that one. So the trip is done. Nah. Nah. That shit caught me off guard.
Get ready for another coaster.
My first time, that shit caught me off guard, because I'm just like, all right, that was fun.
Yeah.
We should do shrooms again sometime.
What?
I'm just like, yo, I'm fucked up again.
I'm like, let's see.
And this weed shit, shouts to the Smoking Words podcast, because this is where it all boils down to. You can smoke Snoop under the fucking table on shrooms, on any LSD, because I did LSD tabs before, the acid tabs. It didn't really kick in psychedelically how I wanted to, but it made me feel like I was like hyperactive, and you know what I mean? I felt like, well, what people explained to me is that when you do the tabs as opposed to shrooms or tea or anything like that, it's more of like a upper, when shrooms is like a calm, mellow, trippy situation. You know what I mean? Do you agree with that or not?
I would say like more so like, so when I did LSD, like I felt like that was a more visually stimulating like drug. Like, and I felt like because more colors were popping out, all that other stuff. When it came to doing shrooms, boy, oh boy. Okay, so let me take you back to 2019, all right? Right before all this shit. No, 2020. So January 1st, I decided to take LSD. And when I took it, I felt like I had a bad trip because like energy around me was terrible. And I remember thinking to myself, like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Remember, I came back to Earth. Yeah, and then I was like, and then January 3rd or something like that, that's when Kobe died. The World War III happened.
Yeah.
And then the next week or so, Kobe died. And then I was like, okay. And then, you know, I'm just thinking, all right, damn, I done fucked something up. Like, I was like, maybe I wasn't supposed to do like acid on fucking the first New Year's Eve type shit. So when I did shrooms probably once before last year in 2019, and that was, I had a pretty cool trip. I like microdosed. I tried to do laundry. That was a shit show. Like, I was like, how the fuck am I going to get to the fucking laundry room? I was like, my shit's already in the washer. I need to put them in the dryer. I went to the lady. I was like, yo, I'm sorry to let you know, I'm not coming back for my clothes. I'm just letting you know, someone else is going to handle that. You know, don't do anything. I'm gone. Like, I'm not coming back. I told her straight up, I'm not coming back. But, I knew for me, the biggest truth, like, so it's funny because this is like around the time I met you.
Yeah.
You invited me to watch a fight or something like that.
Rap battles.
Rap battles.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, we're watching a rap battle. My friend invited me to a party And I left the rap battle pretty late. So when I got to the party, what I didn't know was that it was a shroom party. Oh, so shit. I was like, oh, word. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Everyone's tripping off shrooms. I'm like, oh, where mine's at? Like, you know, so I'm getting like little bits here and there, whatever. And finally this girl cops like a whole bunch of shrooms. And I'm like, oh, I'll put up whatever. And she makes me shroom tea. So I drink the tea. At this point, I'm pretty sure I was close to an eighth before I took the shroom tea. When I took the shroom tea, I noticed there was mad heads in it. But I was like, oh, whatever. I'm just going to drink it. Like heads. Caps? Yeah, caps. Yeah, caps. So there's mad caps in the tea. I drank the tea, you know, and then I was like, okay, cool. I'm lit. I'm fine. You know, I'm starting to feel a little something.
Trying to fuck you up.
Bro, the girl was like, no, you're supposed to eat the caps. I was like, what? So then I just took
tea with the caps.
I just took a whole bunch of caps, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Then I kid you not, by the time the shrooms hit, the party was over. I was like, oh fuck. So now I'm putting on my jacket. I literally just bend over. I just bend face forward. I'm like, I done fucked up. I done took too much shrooms.
Goddamn.
So I ended up going into the Uber, praying for life. By the time I got to my house, immediately stripped naked. I was like, what are clothes? What is life? I was like, who am I? I had an ego death, which is something that people, if you take enough psychedelics or enough shrooms, you'll experience what's called like an ego death, which is essentially when I don't want to say you lose yourself, but you forget who you are. And you now have to remind yourself of who you are. So
it's literally ego death.
Yeah.
Barriers that you have, all of that shit. Remember those walls I built?
It's over.
Like, well, it came crumbling down.
And it definitely was an experience for me. But that, bro, I tell you, that shroom trip, what I tell you, only God saved me, because I started seeing not only hieroglyphics, nigga, I thought I was in Egypt. I saw the pyramids. I saw unknown information to myself that I didn't even know I knew about, but shit was in me. And I was just like,
your third eye was open.
It was over. And, but I definitely, I called my brother and we were on the phone for like six, like from four to,
I remember this story, yeah,
4 to 7. I was just like, yo, bro, yeah, man, I don't know who that lady is upstairs, but she keep fucking knocking. She keep moving. I'm about to go up there. I was done, bro. I didn't want to go to sleep. I was like, nah, you can't do that. If you sleep, you won't come back. But after that, I swore. This is right before quarantine, bro. Right before pandemic. When I came back to this earth, I was like, I came into the wrong dimension, motherfucker. Like, pandemic, I don't remember this shit. I was like, quarantine, nah, bro. I fucked up. Damn, did I die in my other life? Oh, shit. Like, all right, but it's cool. I'm here. I'm present. So ever since then, yeah, man, I feel like,
it's like a new awakening.
Yeah, shrooms and LSD, they've given me exactly what I needed to get. I don't need to do it for fun because I know what's going to happen, you know. But I love it for what it did. You know, I think psychedelics are definitely, you know, I think there's a reason why they put it on Earth. You know, I don't think it's something that I would say, you know, people casually do at a party, like, Don't abuse it because like your traumas will come out. Like you cannot hide.
Facts.
Like your traumas will. You'll be crying. You know, spilling your whole life story to this stranger who's looking at you like, the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Oh my god!
So it's definitely something that, you know, I even say people like who are quote unquote depressed and all that other stuff. I always talk about like, you know, it is a good avenue. You know, I can't recommend. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But if you are with a friend or something like that, you know, it is good to like, it opens yourself up, you know. And the reality is that we all have dirt. We all have insecurities. We all have, you know, like we're human, and that's the reality of it. So it's like, enjoy yourself. This is one life, my nigga.
Still, so, with with those things that you have going on, do not let them be on the frontal lobe of your brain upon you doing shrooms, because you will
don't do
have
it on a bad day.
Trip,
yeah, okay? Don't do it on a bad day.
Put that shit in the back burner. Put it in the box, store it in the ocean to be dealt with later. Right now is the present. This is what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? Y'all never did shrooms in a hot box, have you?
Sounds terrible.
Never.
Sounds terrible.
Would you do shrooms in a hot box, in the middle of a hot box?
I feel like you already do hot box. Like, I mean,
purposely done hot box. We in a car. We in a bathroom. We in a small room. Small room.
So, I've been tripping.
For me personally, I tell you, one of the anxieties I have when I trip is that I feel like I forget how to be human. So I feel like I forget my body parts work, you know, if that makes sense.
Your body parts.
Like you said, you can't, when you try to go to use the restroom, you can't, right? Like, you think too much.
I mean, I can't shit.
Exactly, yeah. It's because your body
parts don't work.
No, but it's like, I feel like the connection is not there. Like, you know, like, so I feel missing. Like...
It's a disconnect.
It's a disconnect. So certain things, like, let's say I put my hand on my, on a fire, I probably wouldn't feel the pain, but it's doing the damage, like, but it wouldn't be necessarily on, like, that level. Okay. So to answer your question, no.
All right. So this is the hot box. The hot box is a box full of hot topic questions. Yeah, my shit been through the trenches. We here now, okay? What you're gonna do is you're gonna pick a question. Raisin is gonna read it. We're gonna answer it, and then we're gonna get up out of here.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds bueno.
So, randomly, just like it was the lighter box. Open, don't look.
So what is in here?
It's just...
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Oh.
That's it. Pass it to Raisin. Raisin, what it say? You like you sure you ain't taking no shrooms before you start?
All right, so the question is... Yo, all right. Has a date ever blown your high?
Has a date ever blown your high? You done smoked a nice spliff. All right, somebody wanna take me up. Or I wanna take somebody out. Go on a date. About maybe a quarter way through, they done blew your whole shit. Has that ever happened?
I already got my story, but go ahead.
Me, personally, I get too high for my shit to be blown.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's a G answer. Nah.
But now, I can't, I don't have, I don't know, nah, why me? No, me, no. Me worry? No.
Nah.
So... If that, I always got a spliff on deck. If I feel like my shit about to be blown, I'm gonna call it a dub and, you know, be out on that. But no stories for that situation. None in particular. Nah. Has it happened to me?
Okay, I have two stories. I'll make one very short. Okay, it's a Tinder story and it's my mom's story. So which one do you want to hear?
Tinder.
Okay, cool.
Your mom.
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of anxiety when you're trying to smoke by your mom and then, like, she blowing your high, but that's a... So, no, I basically... This is one of the reasons why I deleted Tinder. I don't do Tinder anymore, but I'm glad they're doing criminal background checks because they need that. So, anyways, I went on a date with this guy who... Upon meeting him...
Fellas need love, too.
Yeah. Upon meeting him, he... walked up on me with an ounce in one hand, rolling a blunt in another. I was like, all right, cool.
Okay. Now what you're about.
See what you're trying to do here. We rolled up, we were smoking. Weed was pretty damn good, I ain't gonna lie. You know, it was pretty up there. High as shit. We order some Mexican food. This is in D.C. I was by U Street. So we decide to smoke in the alleyway. Mind you, D.C., weed is legal, all this sort of stuff. Smoke in the alleyway. And all these, you know, two cops pull up. I'm like, oh, hey, we gotta go. I was like, we gotta go. It's time for us to go. He's like, what? Whatever. So we're walking, and then all I hear is the cop, like, yelling out, hey guys, hey, so his dumbass, I don't know what he's doing. He turns around. So I'm like, okay, you know, so at this point they stop us and he asks us like, you know, what's your purpose here? What are you here with him for? I'm like, I'm on a date. It's like, you're right, sure, it's not solicitation. I was like, all right, buddy, man.
This is like a lot.
But anyways.
You sure he doesn't have you against your will?
Yeah. So then he was like, oh, so, you know, you can't smoke weed in public spaces. So that's a whole nother thing I'll get into. But so essentially he was like, well, let me just run your ID. He didn't ask me for my ID, which I thought was wild during that time. I was going to say shit because I was worried about parking tickets that I had. And I was like, damn, I ain't trying to go to jail for parking tickets. So this guy, they run his ID. Then comes back and is like, yeah, you got a warrant out in Frederick. I was like, damn. We have not gone on the dates yet. Do you understand?
This is the pre-date.
We have not yet to go on the dates. We have just ordered food and we didn't even get our food yet. Yeah. My bro, when I tell you, this man was like, what? So then they start checking his pockets. Next thing I know, backup comes, you know, but he could keep the ounce on him. That was fine.
All right.
But because he had the warrant, they had to arrest him, you know. So it was Friday. Friday night, okay? Yo, this man was that, yo.
Give me the buzz.
I do not know this man, you feel me? So at this point, not only is my high blown, but I'm also at this point like, yo, like I'm over here freaking the fuck out. The police comes. This black police officer comes. He's like, yo, you asked for information? I was like, yo, bro, my parking tickets. Don't do it. I ain't trying to go to jail with him. Whatever. This man basically then I find out they apparently found more drugs on him that wasn't fucking weed. So this man, he goes, you know, they put him in the car.
He's just out here walking dirty.
Yo, they put my man's in handcuffs, like put him in handcuffs. Then the worst thing happened. Like, it's like I started crying. He started crying.
Oh, your date that you just met and y'all was pre-gaming in the park. He got the handcuffs put on him and he cried in front of you.
And then he told me.
Damn.
He told me to, here's my mom's number. Here's my grandma's number.
Call my mama.
Let him know where
I'm at. Not the new date. Call my mom.
He said, let him know where I'm at.
Hi, baby boy. Blah, blah,
I was like, damn, buddy, this is crazy. I was like, and I was just like, yo, I could just dub this nigga's shit and just walk away. Because the black guy,
it's intimidating.
Yeah, but he was the black officer was just like, yo, you don't have to be here. I was like, yeah, you're right, you know, but at the same time, I felt obligation to a brother, you know, I didn't want to make sure nothing happened to him, you know. I couldn't like do anything once they got in the van. He was like, yeah, you either, you know, you could be here, but he's not coming out. Like, you know? He's going to be there the whole weekend. He can come down to the precinct, but it's not going to happen. So I was like, okay, you know, started itching away from him. This thing is like, they're putting him in the car. I end up walking away. I did call his mom. And I called his grandma. She didn't pick up. And on the date while we were walking, he was telling me how he had issues with his mom because he was smoking weed. So, of course, I call her. She picks up. And then I have to explain to her that I'm this unknown woman. Yeah, like
that met her son.
Yeah, that night, you know, and I have to let you know.
The smoke in the alleyway.
Yeah, your son is in jail for smoking. And I know you got, you know. And yeah, but it was all good. You know, he hit me
that
up a couple weeks later.
That was a high-blown date story.
He, you know.
For your ass.
Yeah, that was definitely, yeah, so that was it. Yeah.
Mine is relatively short and sweet. Went on a date. Found a roach in a salad.
Oh, that's crazy.
Apparently, it was my fault. And this was around the time. When I say apparently it was my fault, it was just that her reaction to it afterwards and after we decided to make other moves was just like they weren't receptive to my attempts to try to make things better. So, like I said, this was in my early smoking career, I guess. my early time smoking, I want to say like 2010, about, I'm like a year or so into smoking. She blew my shit. I had more weed at home. I left it in Times Square.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm going to go home and get high. Nah, son. we had a bad experience at the restaurant. You know what I mean? It was kind of fucked up. I mean, yeah. But I'm trying to make shit better. I'm trying to make suggestions. You just going to attitude me all the way down 42nd Street? All right, I'm giving 3 tracks.
Okay.
Let the people know where let the people know where they can find y'all. Okay. Yo, thank y'all for coming and joining and being. Listen, you spread so much knowledge about this shit. I'm about to really do some dive in research about shrooms and LSD and all of that because I'm really enticed by the information that you gave on this couch. So I appreciate you, brother man. You know what I mean? Let the people know where they can find you. Let the people know what you got going on, what's in the chamber, what's coming next.
Yo, Raisin Brand, you know, Instagram at Mr. Raisin Brand. Got a lot of things in the chamber. I'm a graphic designer, artist. And I got a couple NFTs I'm about to mint. You feel me? So look out for that. Get your crypto wallets ready. Mm-hmm. And look out. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, everyone. You can find me at Lex Boomin. Created that in college, but it's okay. I was going to say, I just recently opened up my business, Femme Noir, which just means Black Woman LLC. And there I just do body butters and all things out of personal care. And that you can see coming out within the next month or so. Femme Noir, FamNoire. So.
I got some custom-made body butters I'm going to need you to work on for me, okay? And with that said, you already know it's the Smoking Words Podcast. Make sure you follow the Smoking Words Podcast. That's Smoke, the letter N, Words with a Z at the end. Powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to Classic Films. Shouts to Cream VP. Shouts to Trapperazzi. Make sure you follow Punchline Punch. You know what I mean? Right here. Y'all sipping. Y'all cups is empty. This cup empty. Nice. Your cup empty.
That's there.
It's
there.
You know that amnesia? I forgot. Had to pick it up and check. Like, is it empty?
Facts. Make sure y'all follow Punchline Punch. Make sure y'all follow the podcast. Y'all already know. I got the bud. I got the drinks, the punch, and I got the bars too, because I spit bars too. So make sure you follow my music and personal page. That's Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B. Break it down. BID is out right now. Some visuals is coming real soon for y'all, so get ready. And the intro to the Smoking Words podcast, song titled Smoking Words by yours truly as well, is out there. Both songs are streaming on platforms, so go get that. You know what I mean? We out of here. We gonna smoke some more dope. I'm not doing no more shrooms. That's it.